Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. And yesterday, when the roll was called at the table for Thanksgiving, I'll be there. I was there. And I hope you were there. I know the Lord answers prayer because yesterday, Thanksgiving Day, I said, Lord, now, if you can grant me for this just one day, Lord, if you could just, Lord, answer this one prayer. If you can give me four stomachs like a cow. And I prayed, and then I sat down to eat, and it seems like I had four stomachs like the cow. But today it shrunk back. I got one stomach again. Did you enjoy your Thanksgiving? I sure did. The company was fantastic, and the food was amazing. And I want to thank Sister Joe and Brother Joe and Sister Char for the wonderful, their friends came in from Albany, New York, and we had a great time in the Lord. It was all about the Lord. The whole conversation, the whole night was all about Jesus. Well, we're back today to talk about worshiping, kissing Jesus. Worshiping and kissing Jesus. We have two sets of scripture verses. One from the Gospel of Luke, the other from the Gospel of Matthew. Let us first go to Luke's Gospel, the fifth chapter, verses 12 through 16. This is the account, this is the story, this is the episode in which Jesus heals a leper who worships and kisses him. The leper worships and kisses Jesus. Let's read Luke 5, starting at verse 12. And it came to pass, when Jesus was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, can thou make me clean? And he put forth his hand to Jesus and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he charged them, saying, tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest and offer thy cleansing according to offer for thy cleansing according to as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. But so much the more went there the fame of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed of him of their infirmities. And Jesus withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. Let us pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and we praise your name. We glorify your name. We give glory and honor to thy wonderful name. Bless us, Lord, as we come together to consider this text of Scripture and what the man is doing, that we may also come before Jesus and bow before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and kiss him in worship. Bless us, O God, we pray. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen. I want you to consider the language here. The language in Luke chapter 5, verse 12. And it came to pass that when Jesus was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, covered from head to toe. He was completely covered in leprosy. Who, when he saw Jesus, he fell on his face. Now look at the picture there in your outline. We're on page 2 of the outline. It's Friday, November 25th. And there's a man, as you can see, he's got his feet are full of bandages. His arms are full of bandages. His head is full of bandages. And there he bows before Jesus. He actually kneels and does obeisance to Jesus. Now, two things in the text, two things. One is that the man is performing an act of worship on Jesus. We've already seen how bowing before someone would be an act of worship. So Luke tells us that he performed one of the acts of worship, which is what? To bow. It says he fell on his face. You can't get any lower than that. And two, that Jesus healed him. Now, the Jews believed, according to Leviticus 13, you know, there was described in Leviticus 13 are seven kinds of leprosy. There were seven kinds of leprosy described in the 13th chapter of the book of Leviticus in the law of Moses. And it was regarded that only God could heal a leper. So notice, this leper bows before Jesus as he would bow before God and prays to Jesus. The text says he besought him. He turned to him in prayer as you would God. So he's performing the act of worship, which you can only give to God, and also he is praying, which you can only do to God. God, in response to prayer, Jesus, who is God, in response to the prayer, says to the man, "It is my sovereign will as king that thou will be made whole." And he heals him. Now, this will prove problematic for the Jews because the Jews, according to Leviticus 13, and the seven different kinds of leprosy described in the law of Moses, they believed that only God could heal leprosy, that if anyone escaped leprosy, it was because God had performed the miracle of healing. So now the Jews have a problem. This man, Jesus, he's got to be God, but they reject him. The religious leaders do. So now let's go to Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8, the gospel of the king, starting at verse 1. Matthew chapter 8, verse 1. And when he, referring to Jesus, was come down from the mountain, a great multitude followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him. Notice, in the previous text, in the Lucan text, it says that he went on his face. He threw himself to the ground, face down. He bowed before him. Here it says he worshipped him. Another Greek word, proskuneo. Pros means to draw near, to come to an object, and kuneo means to kiss softly. to kiss affectionately. It says here that the leper came in this account. Luke says he did obeisance. He bowed. He gave Jesus the same treatment as he would God. He bowed. You only bow before God. Here, Matthew says he worshiped, using an entirely different Greek word. Now, the accounts are not contradicting each other. One speaks, listen to me, the Luke account speaks of what the man did bodily. You can actually see in the picture the man is face down. He's bowing before Jesus in the picture here in your outline. That's Luke 2. That's what the man did physically. But Matthew is recording what the man did spiritually. He worshiped from the heart. He worshiped the Lord, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will that thou be clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said unto him, see, thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest and offered the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. What's the testimony unto them? Well, that God has manifested himself in the flesh. Let them know that it was God who healed you, God incarnate, God the Messiah, God the King. The very same Messiah spoken of in Psalm 2. The Messiah that you are supposed to kiss. Kiss the Son, let the Father be what? Angry. Now, if you notice, the people that Jesus healed, they worship him. They kiss him. But the religious leaders who get the secondhand testimony, the people who get the secondhand account, they despise Jesus. So sick people bow before Jesus. Sick people kiss Jesus. Sick people worship Jesus. And in return, Jesus heals them. But the church leaders, the synagogue leaders, the religious leaders of the day refuse to kiss Jesus. And since they refuse to kiss him, they remain and they continue in their sin. They're lost. Kiss the Son, lest God be angry with you. So we're going to leave it there today, but notice this leper worships Jesus. My brothers and sisters, when you and I worship the Lord, he heals us. You'll find this teaching again and again and again. You'll find invariably in the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and even John, that those who worship Jesus and come to him with physical ailments, he heals them after they worship him. Your healing is in your worship. Your healing is in the attitude and in the way in which you turn to Christ, the great physician. If you turn to him believing that he can do it, but more importantly, believing that he is the true Son of God, God in the flesh, Emmanuel himself, he will heal you. For that is the result we have after every single one of these accounts, that those who came and worshiped him never left disappointed. We'll leave it there. We'll be back tomorrow as Jesus meets a Canaanitish woman who is in desperate straits because her daughter is demon-possessed. And in this amazing account, she too worships Jesus, and Jesus grants her the desire of her heart. We'll be back tomorrow to explore that. But worship is the key. Now, what is worship? Music? No. What is worship? Singing a tune? Absolutely not. I've seen so many churches on a Sunday morning get involved in what they call praise and worship for 45 minutes to an hour, and they don't even come close to Jesus because that's not worship. That's what man has turned into worship. Worshiping Jesus is something totally different. It's coming to him and adoring him. Are you in love with Jesus, or are you in love with the music in your church? Do you come to church because you have a deep relationship with the Lord, or you come to your church on a Sunday morning because the music and the musicians is just slamming? Which one is it? Are you worshiping worship, or are you worshiping the King? We'll leave it there. God bless you, saints. Love you much.
If I walk in the pathway of duty, if I work till the closing of day, then I'll see the great King in his beauty. When I've gone the last mile of the way, if for Christ I proclaim the glad story, if I seek for his sheep gone astray, I am sure he will show me.